How you feeling? I showed up here and I had people saying, "We're so sorry, so few people here, we're so sorry, so few people here." And let me tell you, I have been at a lot of demonstrations in the past where it's just been me, radio, and about four or five other people. So I'm grateful for how many people have turned out on this beautiful day. Martin Luther King says that peace is not merely the absence of war, but it's the presence of justice. And now we've invaded Iraq, and at best, it's just good old-fashioned colonialism. We invade a country, we use its people, we use its resources, and we occupy the nation. At worst, it could turn into the next Palestine, it could turn into the next Berlin. They're talking about possibly dividing up Iraq into three separate portions, dividing up the people by ethnic groups, and ruling it militarily. They've suggested this man, Kabbalah, to run the nation, and he was busted for stealing $200 million from the people of Jordan because he was running these illegal banks in Jordan. And he's the guy who Tommy Frank said, "That's our guy." He seems qualified. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison. And he escaped, he went and lived in England for a while, and now he's back. So President Bush spends $1 million to go have a little tea party on this aircraft carrier, pose for a lot of pictures. And they say, well, things are gonna be different. We've liberated the people of Iraq. And I look around here in San Francisco, I see people holding signs on the street corner that say, "I'm a US veteran, please give me change." And they've spent $76 billion of our change to fight this war in Iraq, but they can't take care of veterans back home. And it's been a big challenge for me in my heart to think that now those of us who have been setting up food stands and coming out to events like this for years and years are gonna now have to have bake sales, put on concerts to send money to support the people of Iraq. And I have a lot of ambivalence about that. And it's a very difficult time right now. It's a big challenge for all of us to find continued love in our hearts. And I just want you to know that we're all in this together. And that as long as a few of us like this can hold on to hope, there's still hope in the world.